looking back and looking forward. Do you get it? Do I need to explain that to anybody? I think at this point I probably need to explain it to myself. But one of the things that the Bible and what Dr. Merwin read there in Deuteronomy 32, the end of the Pentateuch, and right before the Israelites were going to go into the land and Moses was not permitted, right, the passage right before that, taking a book of God's word, the law, and putting it in with in the Ark of the Covenant. But then, if you will, it's a farewell sermon about, look, folks, you disobeyed, but look what God has done. Remember God's covenant. Remember his faithfulness looking back. And so that's something that's important for us to be able to do in our lives. But also this time of year, sometimes we get the New Year's resolutions. Have any of you made any New Year's resolutions that are actually consequential? Anybody have any of them? You know, the old joke is, you know, I'm going to get rid of all the weight I gained from Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then about 2 weeks in, I've already lost that resolution. But looking back at 2019, did you learn any lessons, important lessons in life? Did you? You want to share? Sometimes illnesses and surgeries that help us maybe appreciate our mortality, or, I can't use a right hook on Don anymore. Now I need to use a left hook. So, but hopefully in life, because one of those familiar sayings attributed to this guy, George Santayana, those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. And so learning from history, from our mistakes, from life, obviously in culture, we don't do that very well. We don't know our history. Kids, unfortunately, don't know much history. We adults don't know much history. But how much more should we as Christians learn from our lives and what God has done? And the Bible calls growingness, we grow in Christian maturity, Christian growth, godliness. That's called sanctification, where we are being conformed to the image of our Son. And so as we go through life, there are ups and downs, but generally the trajectory until Jesus comes to get us should be an upward trajectory, because God's purpose for our lives ultimately, we'll touch on this a little bit more for 2020, but is to bring him glory. And so what is our response to that in our daily lives? In fact, this is the will of God, your sanctification, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3. Be holy, for I am holy. And so we as God's people, wanting to bring him glory for who we are because of what he's done, but in our lives, and that's very important. And so looking back, just even in our local church, and what a privilege it is to serve here, to be part of the family. I mean, I love you folks. You put up with me. And I just thought, this is the way my mind works, and it's probably good that I can't talk too much, because I was going to re-preach every sermon, in short, but every sermon looking back at last year. But the big idea, we should remember God's faithfulness in where we've been, 2019, and we should look forward to bringing him glory in the future. And so looking back, part of what the premise is that God's faithfulness, it starts with God, then should show up in our lives of faith. That's part of the great commandment. That we love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and we love our neighbor as ourself. And so one of the primary ways we do it in this church family, and my role, and I, once again, it's a holy privilege for me to serve this way as an under-shepherd of God. He is the great shepherd. You know, I am an under-shepherd that responsible for his sheep. That's you. You're not my sheep. You're his sheep, but shepherding through God's word, a diet of God's word. And so the teaching, I have more of a teaching style, which I know a lot of you appreciate, and that warms my heart, that this is a family meeting for us to grow in sanctification, study God's word. So when we go out the doors, now we're in the mission field and neighbors, and so the importance of evangelism, of course. But this is primarily a family meeting where we grow together. And one of the best ways that I'm committed to and you hired me to do it, is primarily through God's word, a diet of God's word. So, you know, this is one of those sort of old jokes. Do you remember that message, that one single message back last year? Well, probably not, but hopefully, you know, I don't remember that one meal you're talking about, wife, that you made, that wonderful meal, but I know you have fed me solid food all along. And that is one, that's my role, and I take that very seriously, and I thank you that you hold me accountable to that. So a healthy diet. Psalm 34:8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. So where have we been? What have we digested? I won't give you a test, but we're going to take a little bit of a stroll down memory lane. But also that, and if you just, this is going to be informal, less talking I do's better. But, you know, if you have any questions or comments, something you remember from one of those that, oh, that stuck out, or what was that about, you know, or personal abuse, by all means, I'm all about personal abuse if you want to abuse me. That's why I'm here. But just going to review the sermons from last year, and maybe you can see a method to the madness of God's word, God's meaning, then what is the significance of that, the big principle, the big idea, we might say, and how did we apply that to our lives that helps us grow up for God's glory, doing it his way, not, you know, those of you in the Jonah study, not where Jonah thinks God's going to do it Jonah's way. No, we should be about God and his word. So, in fact, this coming up Sunday would be Epiphany Sunday, but we started with Epiphany, which is God's manifestation, and it was a communion Sunday. So I'm just going to slowly scroll through these if you have a comment or want to say anything, but that way you're less talking, because I spent a lot of time putting all the big ideas from all these sermons down that I almost had preached, you know, because that's the purpose of a big idea, is to summarize what the whole sermon was about. Survey on the state of theology. And this one surprised me. This was the survey of what we would call conservative, evangelical, Bible-believing Christians. Just doctrinal things. And how badly people misunderstood that, oh yeah, salvation is by works, or Jesus is the greatest created being. Folks, Christians, we need to have a little more understanding. So that was sort of the premise, because then we spent a whole series on convictions and consequences. What we believe is important because it always shows up in our lives. And we went through a whole, the first one was God, the Bible, the human condition, the work of Christ, the Holy Spirit, the church, Christian living, Christ's return, response, and eternal destiny. If you will, doctrinal, so what? You know, this is, you know, I'm sort of geared for doctrine and theology, but not just knowledge. It needs to show up in our lives. And so the idea of the triune God, why is that important? So spent a couple months on that series. Then Easter Sunday, the road to peace. The winds of clarity. We had the clarinet gang here. And we didn't start a fight with the flute gang. It was actually sort of nice. But the idea of the wind and the Holy Spirit, which work is being born again, is not of man, but through the Spirit of God. Then Mother's Day, mom's path. Stay on mom's path, you know, and just the wisdom of mothers and a godly Christian mother. Many paths, we talked about pluralism and all the competing worldviews and religions that can take us away from the focus of a biblical worldview, other ways of salvation. Folks, this is rampant in the culture and in the church, unfortunately, where we start thinking like culture does rather than biblically. Always one of my favorite services, but Memorial Day. Remember the stones. Remember what it cost our freedom as Americans, but how much more the freedom we have in Christ. Jerusalem Day. and looking at the don't give up our freedom to bondage and the law and grace. The Feast of Pentecost, remembering the coming of the Holy Spirit and why that's very important in all our lives every day. And then our own Colonel Scott. But after sports camp, and Scott and Pam do a wonderful job with the sports camp and all those kids that your resources provide for, but Scott, beyond the gold. One communion, a traditional, if you will, almost if you were an Episcopalian or something, a communion service with the different aspects that vary, a lot of rich tradition and theology there that we don't normally do, but yet I thought, you know, that's just good for us to see the depth behind some of the liturgies. Then we, Psalm 11, refuge and righteousness. Psalm 12 was about Clemson grads. But God's word talks about an awful lot of practical things. The ninth day of the fifth month, Tisha B'Av, which was a day when the temple was destroyed a couple times in Jewish history. And this one struck home this morning, if you saw the news, the attack on the synagogue for Hanukkah, anti-Semitism. Folks, we did a whole series on that years ago about anti-Semitism and ultimately where it comes from. We live in a culture that just doesn't get why the Jews are hated so much. You know, we want to address the symptoms versus the root cause of satanic persecution. Started in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Then the second John series, what? Beware of false teachers. So truth and love. Joy and concern, the wolf in sheep clothing. So we talked about the deception of the world some more. Beware of false teachers. Would we recognize a false teacher if one came into our midst? The image of God, Imago Dei, the worth of humans. And this was very special because this was part of then why are weddings important? And if you remember that Rachel, my older daughter, and Kevin, that was the wedding, the one weekend that celebrating the importance of that one flesh relationship. Then we started a series on 3 John about Christian fellowship, entertaining the truth, where we should be sharing with folks who are brothers and sisters. Dangerous for all of us, isn't it? Then Psalm 13, how long, O Lord? The psalmists a lot of times are asked, how long? God, when are you going to come and make things right? And sometimes that's our cry too, isn't it? And then another Clemson sermon. But what are fools? The fool has said at his heart, there is no God. Psalm 15, living with God from garden to garden, connected by the covenant of the rainbow, and a picture of the, you know, an artist rendering of heaven. Then this is one Sunday that I enjoy every Sunday, but Reformation Sunday, Gideon Sunday, looked at some of the old reformers, but Hawken was here. Hey, that felt good in my throat. Hawken was here. But God's Word and the importance of the Reformation, sola scriptura, Scripture alone, that's one of the things that came out of the Reformation that I appreciate that we stand firm on here. And then Veterans Day. That was a wonderful one with the drummer and the bagpiper that Howard, Andra, and what was the other young lady's name? The drummer. I'm blanking. But anyway, and this year was the Marines, so honor, courage, commitment. I appreciate all the service represented in this room. Then we got to Thanksgiving and, of course, giving thanks. Rehearsing and remembering what God has done. That's very important. Then the Advent from Romans 15, the root of our hope and unity, of course, Jesus Christ. And then dedication, little Addie and Lane. That was That was a precious service. The lane chewing on my hand. But dedication, the dedication of children to the Lord, yes, but all of our lives. And of course, the Feast of Hanukkah is the Feast of Dedication. And then a special service that I enjoyed, but Carols in Truth, where singing Christmas carols and, you know, what are those words? What's behind those words? And then we had, obviously, a lot of great guests, guest speakers. You know, Dr. Merwin preached, the prison minister over in Buena Vista, John Peterson. Gerard preached a couple times. H.L. Herschel preached. Teddy Roosevelt, we had the president here when Teddy Roosevelt was here. And, of course, Charlie Campbell was here. So we've had just a lot of being fed by a lot of godly folks that it's fun to see folks coming in. So anyway, any comments or questions or personal abuse about that? But I know you remember all those messages. Almost have them memorized. Actually, and thank you to Lauren and Linda, because they are all on our website. In fact, interesting, the dedication, my cousin called me the other day and said, "Do you baptize babies?" And I said, "No, but I'll tell you what I can do." And so possibly, I said, "Now you need to look into it and make sure, but we possibly could have another baby dedication here," which was sort of special. So any comments or questions looking back? And can you see God's Word is central. And so thank you that for, you know, some of them are topical series, some of them are book series. Coming up, we're going to do a couple books and comments that you folks have written in, like surveys or given me suggestions. Anybody? All right, well. You can get it all, yeah. Clemson grad. See, but be glad my throat's not good, because I was going to give you the big idea of all of these, because that actually encapsulates. But, I mean, some of that might jog some memories. I mean, a lot of them, did we really talk about that? I don't even remember. But where God has taken us, what has our diet been, even if we can't remember a single meal, like I said. So looking back, well, hopefully it's consistent with, big thing this time of year, our mission and purpose, folks, which we as a church, and we were talking about the Constitution, the bylaws, but why is this church here? And this is one of those things. I don't like rules, regulations, manuals. The Air Force, horrible with all the manuals. But if you have them, you follow them. If you don't, you know, laws. I don't like a lot of laws. You know, government's too intrusive. But if it's the law, you follow it. Get rid of the stupid laws. But our mission and purpose ought to guide everything we do, keeping the main thing the main thing. And for the church universal, for the body of Christ around the world, the purpose of man is to bring God glory. Everyone who is called by my name, who I have created for my glory. That's the big picture, folks, why we exist. And so on Sunday morning, how do we glorify God? Well, we have a unique, more, you know, traditional hymns. You know, that's who we are, and that's, I love that. But we're going to glorify God in ultimately. Now, the ultimate mission and purpose of Community Fellowship of Christians, Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution says, the purpose of this organization will be to conduct church services and do all things allied thereto, some good legalese, in support of the cause of Jesus Christ. That's His glory. Okay, so that's our organizing principle, folks. And that's embodied in the mission statement of the policies and procedures, which starts off, using the Bible as our guide. Can I get an amen for that? Amen, which is why we use also all those messages, the importance of the Word of God. Using the Bible as our guide, we endeavor to honor God through our worship, praise, and prayer. Now, I won't go into all this, but actually, if you have that why and how book, this is after the index, it's the first page in that why and how book that hopefully you all have a copy of, that shows just the importance of who we are, our mission and purpose statement, our constitution, bylaws, some of those important things that I grind my axe all the time. So honoring God through our worship, praise, and prayer. Teach and nurture through God's word that all may be mature in Christ, discovering our gifts and using them in ministry. Reach our community, our nation, and our world for Christ. You know, evangelism. Create a caring and growing fellowship where all are welcome. Well, I hope you all agree with that. Because if you don't, you're wrong. Come talk to me and I'll help set you straight. And if you still disagree, you're welcome to go somewhere else. But I mean, how do you argue against that? But that, because that's, you know, that'll preach. Because folks, we are the community fellowship of Christians. Each of those words, I love the community, the fellowship, and we are Christians. And so always, folks, you know, if you have suggestions, topics that are consistent with our mission and purpose, and you guys are good about that, and sometimes I actually give out a survey or something, because what we are here to serve together for God's glory, and that's, folks, that's a holy honor. And so we should remember God's faithfulness and where we've been, and should look forward to bringing him glory in the future. And it's all, so you see this a lot too, don't you? To the glory of God alone. So that's where we've been. See you next year. I'll summarize next year. But that's a way to remember where we've been, hopefully, and just, oh yeah, yeah. And then looking forward to serving folks. And it's a privilege to be part of this wonderful church body. And I just, you know, it is a holy honor to be serving with you. So any comments, questions, or personal abuse? Yes, sir. Yes, and we'll be, and we won't go into that here, but some books for maybe a series on Hosea, for one thing, that was mentioned by folks, and Jude, so some short books that are Bibles, some topics that we'll look at as they come up, and I'm always open, and some will be more in for Sunday school appropriate. We're going to finish up Jonah. I get some good questions, and some of them... we've covered. Well, go back and listen to that sermon. We already covered that. But that is part of where do we need to go as a congregation and what in God's word would be appropriate for that. So, yeah, that's, but I'm open to suggestions because I want to make sure it's relevant. You know, God's word is relevant, but obviously we want to address topics that are important to folks. So that's looking forward, using the Bible as our guide. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness over the past year and for your word. And while sometimes it might all seem to run together, we don't always remember your individual faithfulness, individual messages, Lord, we thank you that you have given us your word, a manufacturer's handbook to help guide our lives in the past. And by that authority, we know that you are faithful, even when we are not. And we look forward to 2020 serving you in Park and Teller counties, in Colorado, in the United States, and indeed around the globe for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, Amen. Well, thank you for your patience.